You're listening to the Trinity Podcast. We are a multi-site church in the Chicago area whose mission is to help you look, live, and love more like Jesus.
Well, good morning, Trinity. My name is Roy. It's great to be with you today. If I haven't been able to meet you yet, I'd love to be able to do that in the cafe after service, or if you do fill out that Connect card, it'll come directly to me and our follow-up team, and we'd love to say hello to you during the week. Well, hey, my wife said this shirt's too small, but it's my favorite shirt. I've had it since I was 12. Still fits, right? She says it doesn't fit anymore and that I shouldn't wear it anymore, but I figured, why would I not wear my favorite shirt? I'm preaching today. It's going to be on YouTube later as well. So, like, this is the right time to... I don't think it's too small, right? Well, just so you know, today in our reading, Paul, he's teaching us about the gift that comes in with holy baptism, being adopted into the family of God. And Paul likens it to putting on new clothes. He talks about taking off the old clothes and putting on newer ones. See, in holy baptism, our old clothes, they're taken back. They're put away. And we are now clothed with the salvation given to us by the Son. This is our adoption into the family of God. And this is what we're going to be hearing about in our reading this morning. And so I pray that the Lord would open up our heart, soul, and mind as we hear from his word today. So would you listen in with me to today's reading?
Our reading for today comes from Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through chapter 4, verse 7. For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, and all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ, like putting on new clothes. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. Think of it this way. If a father dies and leaves an inheritance for his young children, those children are not much better off than slaves until they grow up, even though they actually own everything their father had. They have to obey their guardians until they reach whatever age their father set. And that's the way it was with us before Christ came. We were like children. We were slaves to the basic spiritual principles of this world. But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. And because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. All right, friends, would you pray with me? Oh, Jesus, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you are here and that you are present with us in this time and in this space, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your word of truth that's still alive and active in our lives and for all eternity, Jesus. Lord, I pray that whatever I say, would only your word of truth fall deep within our heart, soul, and mind and move us to action. And Lord, I pray that you would forgive me of my sins because you know that there's so many. But thank you that you're so faithful and just to forgive us of our sins every time we come before your throne of grace. Thank you that that's true for me and that's true for all of us here gathered today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So yeah, I went ahead and took that old shirt off and here we are. Let's get to work. But clothes are kind of an interesting tool, right? Like clothes, they can articulate status, position, authority, or the lack thereof. One of the last churches that I served as a pastor at before Trinity, it was similar to our church here where you have a contemporary service and then you have a traditional service. And I would normally go to the contemporary, but I was asked by one of the pastors if I wouldn't mind participating in the worship service and helping with the homilies and things like that. And I thought, yeah, that would be really great. I'd love that experience. I was one of the youth pastors, so it was cool to get up out there. And so anyway, they robe up in the traditional service, and I wasn't familiar with that. I didn't have a robe, but my boss and I, we were about the same height. So I just went to the green room, and I was like, yep, this is going to work. We're about the same, you know, so here we go. And I put it on, and I did my thing, and it was a great service, and we were really excited. And so after service, someone came up to me and said, and I'm like, I don't know, 26 at this point. And someone comes up to me after church and says, hey, Roy, I didn't realize that you got your doctorate degree. Like, that's awesome. And I looked at them like, I'm still in seminary. Like, I had not even finished my master's yet. I don't have a doctorate. Why would you say that? And she said, well, it's because you're wearing the robe. Like, if it has lines going up and down, that means that you're a doctor, that you have your doctorate degree. And so we just had a really good laugh about that because it was like, whoa, I didn't know that. But see, that robe, it signified that you had this educational status. Clothes, they kind of tell you sometimes if you're in or if you're out, you go to the Met Gala, who wore what are you wearing? And I don't know if you're sitting there and you're like, I don't really care what I wear. I've been wearing the same thing since, you know, for 40 years. I'm like, same, right? I get it. And if that is you, just FYI, that's called being a hipster. So there you go. You're a hipster. Congratulations. But what I'm saying here, friends, is that Paul, he's speaking at the core of human desire. At the core of human desire is for us to belong. And clothes, yeah, they play a big part in that. We feel this desire from kind of the get-go. As infants, we have this, we need this sense of belonging. Infants, right, they need to be carried and loved. And this never ends. So man, the lengths that we will go just to belong. I mean, think of Greek life and all the hazing that goes on there. And we've all felt the pain of rejection, of not belonging. Like, you didn't get the job, right? Not because your qualifications weren't there, but you just didn't have, like, you didn't have the it factor. You weren't going to fit in with the culture here. Or maybe you put yourself out there and you finally ask her out on a date and she's just like, oh gosh, no, like we're just really good friends, and you're just crushed. You see, in this life, this can kind of be when we start to lose ourselves, when we start to lose our true self to belong. Our true self kind of starts to get sucked into the identity of another person or another group. And eventually we look into the mirror and the person staring back at us, we don't even recognize anymore. And frankly, we don't even really like. This is because our innate desire to belong, it's been fulfilled by rivers that run dry, by over promises that are left unfulfilled, by fleeting happiness and superficiality, a well that is nothing more than a deep, dry hole in the ground. And you see, this desire to belong, it doesn't end there. So what do? We go out and we search and we search and we search for the next thing, the next person, the next group, the next movement. Our desire to belong, it'll never leave us because it was never meant to. See, at the true heart of humanity, we desire what we were created for, and we desire what we were created to do. You see, we desire to belong to and with God, the maker of heaven and earth. We desire to belong to him. We do. We desire to shake off our old clothes and put on new ones, clothes that'll never go outdated. They'll never shrink or fade. These clothes of righteousness is what we truly long for. Clothes that Christ the Son wore. We desire his brand. His brand that's now placed on the new daughters and the new sons. This adopted family of faith that have been brought in by the Son. This is what baptism is all about. In our reading, it says, "For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, and all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes." I mean, listen to this outrageous truth right here. It's that in baptism, God assures us that we belong to him. Did you get that? In our baptism, God assures us that we belong to him. You see, God the Father says, he says that the delight that I have in my son, Jesus, I now have in you as the adopted daughters and sons. Wow. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, you can just kind of hold the phone right there, right? I mean, we're kind of done with the message here. I mean, that's everything. The same delight that God the Father has in his son, Jesus, he now shares that delight with you and with me as his daughters and as his sons. I mean, do we understand the gravity of how outrageous that truth is? It's outrageous. Because in our faith tradition, we believe in the Holy Trinity. We believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There's never been a realm where the Father, Son, and Spirit were not one. I don't know. I know it sounds complicated, and it really is. It's a holy mystery. If you have questions, you can ask our resident theologian, Dr. John Walton. Maybe he'll do a class on it. I would love to be a part of that. But we got to listen to this. Through adoption, through this holy baptism, when the word and the water meet, Christ is present. And when that holy water meets your body, listen to what Paul says here in verse 26, "For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, and all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes." And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. He says you are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham now belongs to you. Wow. Man, I wish I had time to go over all the promises that God gave over to Abraham that are now our inheritance of how we belong to him. But in short, in our adoption is when we become true heirs of all of God's promises as his children. That is wild. See that in the same way, Christ the Son belongs to the Father. We too belong to the Father as sisters and brothers of Christ Jesus, the second person in the Trinity. So all of your searching, all of our time that's being spent to fit into a group, the clothes and the fees and the car and the house and the memberships, the whatever. You see, to belong to Christ, to belong to the Father, you can never pay enough. You can never pay enough. This must be why Jesus was recorded saying, yeah, go sell your house and all your stuff, not because he needs it, but because you don't. We don't need it. You'll remember the last series we were in, Philippians, and in chapter 4, Paul says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That means I'm good. I'm good because I belong to the Father. And yeah, that price of belonging, man, that was a hefty price. It cost a whole lot. It cost the second person in the Trinity. The Son came to incarnate himself, which means that the Son came down and became fully human to the point of being born of a woman to live, laugh, love, to feel all the feels and experience all the things and then some. This price that only the Godhead could pay for. See, God himself being tormented, nailed to a cross, mutilated and murdered, and all for what? For what? For you. For you and for me. See, God had decided that it was time for humanity and creation to have access to their inheritance. And that inheritance was full adoption into the family of God. So that in the same way that the Father calls Jesus Son, the Father now calls you and I daughter and son. You see, Jesus paid the price to open up our trust fund. Jesus paid for that. The Son died, the veil was torn, the inheritance is now accessible to all who believe. Y'all, this is true unification. This is true identification with the Son. In holy baptism, our former self comes on, our former self-ridden clothes come off, and Christ washes us clean in the water and in the word. We're raised to new life, just as Christ was raised to life on the third day. We rise with him. You see, Christ, he puts on us the clothes that he paid a lot for. His clothes of righteousness. Listen in on how Paul would teach the Galatians in Galatians chapter 4, and starting in verse 6. He writes, and because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. He says, now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. Wow. God has made us his heir. Do we get the power of that? That through our adoption, through holy baptism, God sends the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. The Spirit of his Son. And that means that we're never truly ever alone. We have the same Spirit of Jesus, the third person of the Trinity now lives in the hearts of the baptized. Y'all, that's belonging. That's belonging for the ages, a belonging that transcends time and space, highs and lows. You see, church, humanity has access to this inheritance now because of the Son Jesus. And so it begs the question, what are you going to do with this inheritance? What are you going to do with it? This inheritance of fresh mercies every morning. This inheritance of a promise to never leave us or forsake us. I mean, on and on and on we can go with this exhaustive list of our inheritance. But at the end of the day, the culmination of all of the promises is belonging to Him and Him belonging to us, being joint heirs with our brother Savior Jesus. And so what are you going to do with your inheritance? Are you going to just kind of leave it there unused and unopened? Or are you going to try to spend your inheritance just kind of haphazardly, right? Well, good luck with that, because God the Father, He doesn't take well to people who are misusing His inheritance that He offers us. I mean, Paul tells us about this in Romans chapter 6. He says, "What then shall we say? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?" This is by no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? It's like, absolutely not. He goes on to say, "Or do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." See, those who belong to the family of God, by no means do we spend our inheritance like it's a black Amex card and daddy will just pay it off. No, no, no. Because if you do, it's not going to be really good for you. So what do we do with this inheritance that we've been given? This inheritance as the baptized children of God. See, we belong to God as His children, a belonging that's both here and right now and on into eternity. And so what we do with our inheritance is we spend it wisely. We spend our inheritance just as Jesus spent His when He was here on this earth. And we know that Jesus spent His inheritance by this. He said, "I didn't come to be served, but I came to serve and to lay down my life for many." So too, we spend our inheritance going, right? I mean, Jesus talks about this in the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28. We spend our inheritance going and sharing this good news of Jesus, that the inheritance is now open and accessible to all who believe. You see, we've been given access to this inheritance, therefore we must go. He says in Matthew 28, we must go in the name of Jesus. And as we do, we see people being baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we learn together what it means to obey all the commands that Jesus has given to us, which Darren read earlier, is summarized in loving God and loving others as we love ourself. You see, as we live out our inheritance here in this world and we go, Jesus continues on with the Great Commission, and listen to this promise. He says, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." He's with us always to the very end of this age. This is why we spend our inheritance going and giving it away. And so, friends, I wonder if you're here today and you have yet to be baptized and you have more questions, you want to talk about it, man, I'd love to talk with you more about baptism. My info, all of my contact information is for you in the worship bulletin whenever you walked in today, and it's online for you as well for those who are with us online. I'd love to talk with you more about baptism. Or if you're here today and maybe this message of truth is really resonating with you and you want to be baptized for the first time, well, let's talk about it. In just a moment, we're going to have a prayer time together. And would you come up to me or other prayer partners or the trusted person who brought you to church? We'd love to talk about baptism. Don't delay. Because his inheritance, it's right here. It's already bought and paid for by the Son, Jesus. Finally, friends, if you are here today and this message is just re-energizing you and the confidence that comes with your holy baptism, then praise God. Praise God. Let's keep going together and living out our inheritance in the same way Jesus did while he was on this earth. And in the same way that we've seen so many others as well. Amen. Amen. Would you pray with me? Oh, Jesus, we thank you for your goodness. Wow. That the presence, the Spirit of Jesus lives inside the children of God. Oh, Jesus, thank you for paying the price so that we would have access to the inheritance that you so freely give to whosoever will. You say, let him come. Let him come. There's more than enough. You are the river that never runs dry. So Jesus, would you quicken our bodies, our mind, body, and soul, Lord, to think of the things that are true and lovely, the things of you, God. Lord, I thank you for our baptism. I thank you that you have spent human history reaching out to offer us belonging with you. Lord, would you forgive us of our sins? Thank you that you do. Lord, we pray for those who are still searching, seeking, those who are hurting. Would your Spirit continue to draw us all closer to you, Jesus? Because it's you doing the work. It's your Spirit leading and guiding us in how you want us to spend this inheritance that you've given us. So would we be sensitive to your Spirit, Jesus, and send us where you want us to go? It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Trinity Podcast. We hope this week's message encouraged you to consider the claims of Jesus in a new way, and we would love to have you join us for worship on the weekend. To find a location near you, visit www.tlc4u.org.